This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you know what is always exciting, no matter what kind of wrestling fan you are, looking at the younger generation of talent, taking your own finger of power and going, I think that person is going to become a star. So we here at What Culture decided it'd be a really good idea to find 10 of these and call a list the 10 wrestlers who we think have the biggest star breakout potential, gonna do good things in the future. And then we worked that name a little bit, and we arrived here. I don't know what I'm talking about. My name's Simon, if you care. Let's go. The 10 Ricky Starks. If there was three words to sum up Ricky Starks, every single time he is on television, he maximizes his minutes. And he just makes sure that no matter what AEW gives him, he knocks it out the park. So you give him 30 seconds backstage, he will find a way to weave this into his social media so it becomes a bigger thing. If you give him 5, 10, 15 minutes in the ring, he will make sure he smashes it. And he doesn't even say that much on AEW Rampage commentary, but every word counts. An often used statement in wrestling has always been, make sure they remember you, because if you do find a place in a fan's brain you nestle in, you're probably going to be in there for life. And I tell you this, one day Ricky Starks, without a shadow of a doubt, in either big wrestling company, will be a world champion. Number 9, Hook. Now there was a time where people said, well, that Hook, he's just a comedy figure, he's just a meme. Nobody really cares about him. And here we are months later, long after his debut, and let's just be honest, we're all in love. And this just comes down to something that somebody has within the confines of professional wrestling. Like, he's not the greatest in-ring worker I've ever seen. I'm not even sure I've heard him say more than a few words. But when he walks down that aisle with his glorious hair, straight away, I just want to see what he's going to do. We have this kind of relationship, and no, it's not weird. I mean, as I say these words, he's about to team up with Danhausen to take on Mark Sterling and Tony Nese. And maybe if you had told me that 6 months ago, I would have gone, what? That sounds absolutely ridiculous. Instead, it's one of my favorite things on all of wrestling television, and a large part of its success is Hook. He's also a second generation talent, given that he is the son of Taz. So once again, keep your eyes on this boy. He gonna fly. Number 8, MJF. I mean, if MJF ever hears that I put him on a list that said he is a future breakout star, he is going to find me and probably laugh at me for being bald. But really, this is just a massive compliment because right now, he is one of the best in all of professional wrestling. But I tell you right now, he is only at the tip of his iceberg. Because I tell you, eventually he is going to break through to an even higher stratosphere when he gets some more experience under his belt and when he finally wins a world championship. I mean, think about all the 24-year-old wrestlers you know right now. How many can you point at and say, well, that person definitely going to win belt after belt after belt after belt? There ain't that many, but one of them is Maxwell Jacob Friedman. The irony being, even if a promoter decided, actually, no, I don't want to give him any gold, he'd still find a way to be a star because he already is one. I mean, his contract isn't up till 2024 and people are already going, maybe he's going to go to WWE, maybe he's going to stay in AEW, and that is because he has created a buzz for himself, another important tool, say it with me, in professional wrestling. Number 7, Julius Creed. If you go back to when NXT 2.0 was about to become a thing, two names kept being thrown into our face. One was Bron Breakker, and the other was Julius Creed. And if you want to know why Julius fits in here, it's because while Bron has been given the keys to the castle, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, if you want to become a 2022 Goldberg, that would be great. Julius has kind of got some crappy creative here and there, and do you know what he has done every single time? Made it work. Now, I will say I think Breaker is ahead of the pack at the moment, but Creed is always having good matches, and he has this weird, like, jock energy, which may actually see him become a breakout star. I mean, he'll more than likely be a heel, but that's okay. You can be a big deal and also be a bad guy. You've got to imagine that WWE absolutely loves him too, because look at him. So if the machine does get behind him and pushes him like he needs to be pushed, I think in a few years' time, we may have a main eventer on our heads. Number six, Yuka Sakazaki. Yuka Sakazaki has so much breakout potential because of three major things. One, she's just so damn happy all the time. You can't help but root for her. Two, she moves so quickly and has this dodge ability. It's like you're watching a damn video game. And three, she has time on her side. I mean, she's only 29 years old and could already do all this stuff in the ring. And while we've only seen her a couple of times in AEW, I think eventually, as their women division does grow, Yuka is going to find a massive place. And when she gets her chance, she will smash it. So really, all she needs is a little bit more time in front of the camera. So maybe this is a little bit of a Hail Mary. But just go on YouTube and watch any of her matches. She's so damn smooth. I'm talking smoother than my bald head.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Five, Jade Cargill. So we have another MJF situation on our hands here, because let's not pretend otherwise. Jade Cargill is already a massive star. I mean, she has one of those intangible qualities that you can't teach, right down to the point that I was watching All Elite Wrestling the other day. My girlfriend walked in, she saw Jade Cargill, and she said, "Well, who the flub is that?" And believe you me, usually I get no questions, just disappointing looks. But once again, though, do not forget, as we have me talking, she has only had 32 matches, meaning she's just gonna get better and better and better. And if we are marking things on a curve, if she is here right now, then in a few years, well, she's gonna be off to Paige. Even if she doesn't, it doesn't matter, because once again, when Jade is around, everybody's going, "Oh man, maybe we should go check out Cargill." Seriously, she could own AEW for a long time to come. I can't wait. Number four, Konosuke Takeshita. Just go back in time, only recently, you don't have to get a DeLorean, and watch Jay Lethal versus Takeshita on AEW television. If you had never seen this man before, well, about 12 minutes later, you went, "The guy's ridiculous." All Elite Wrestling clearly knows this as well, because he had a visual pin over Jay Lethal until there was shenanigans. And this is another guy where you can go watch his stuff in Japan, or you can watch his stuff over here in the States, and the dude never misses. I mean, imagine you are starting to be a wrestler right now and you know this is the bar. Even when you're early on in your career, you're gonna start freaking out. He also looks like he could absolutely whoop your ass, but can also move at around about 100 miles per hour. And sure, we don't really know what he's like on promos at the moment, but sometimes it really doesn't matter. Number three, Isaiah Cassidy. Now, you can really take either of the guys from Private Party, because do not forget how far they've already come. Do you remember when they had that upset win over the Young Bucks when Dynamite was a brand new thing that we were playing with? And now they're heels that have teamed up with Andrade. I mean, honestly, they are starting to understand it. and once again, they're only like 9 years old. This year, though, in particular, Cassidy is impressing because he seems to have really bought into this new character and ensured that it matched up with his ring work. And he's just got this brand new confidence. He's unlikable in the way that he's trying to be. When he does get on a microphone, he's always talking about, like, I'm gonna get in the ass. Makes me laugh. Do not turn this into one of those, oh man, Simon is saying that one of them is Marty Jannetty and one of them is Shawn Michaels. No, I'm not saying that. Both of them are going to do great. It's just in 2022, Isaiah Cassidy has really come out of his shell. Number two, Roxanne Perez. The former Roxy proved she had superstar potential when she did indeed debut for NXT 2.0, and all of a sudden the internet, especially those who weren't aware of her beforehand, went, who's this? I mean, recently she did a dive where she was in the ring and she jumped through somebody's legs in order to execute it. And while that sounds absolutely ridiculous, it was just the way she did it. Just made her felt like a big deal. She's also ridiculously young, really agile, talented, and can go. And so far, I don't think I've seen her have a bad match. And maybe more importantly than all of this, you can just feel and you can tell that she wants it. I mean, so far, she's doing pretty good in the sense she was excellent in Ring of Honor. And now she's probably going to make her way up to either Raw or SmackDown. And if WWE treats her right, and I know that's a big question mark, I think we will finally have a good promotion from the developmental leagues to the top. Number one, Paige VanZant. Now, we already know that Paige VanZant connects with a big audience because she did it in MMA and she did it with UFC. So if she just takes all of those qualities and applies it to professional wrestling, where arguably you could amp this up even further, then flub me, she gonna be great. And really, she already is. Like, when she ran out during that ladder match to fight Ty Conte, she has barely been a sports entertainer, and yet everybody was going crazy for her because once again she just emits this kind of energy. I think a huge reason for this too is because people know that she's legit. Like, I'm not going to call her the female Brock Lesnar or anything like that, but you have seen her punch people in the face and her opponents crumble down onto the floor. Also, when she was done with the Ultimate Fighting Championship, she went into bare-knuckle boxing. What I'm trying to tell you is that Paige VanZant would kick your ass. So it really is so far so good right now, and given that she is training with Gangrel in order to improve all of this, well, if all the stars do align, WWE may regret passing on her, which apparently they did.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.